We want to talk with Ken in Yakima, Washington. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I have a question. I have a good friend of mine at work. We talk Bible subjects. And about a secret rapture.
Okay.
And I can't find it in the Bible about a secret rapture. And maybe you can give me a little info on that. Maybe you've heard about that before.
Oh, yes, I've heard about it. I belonged to a denomination at one time that very enthusiastically taught and embraced that teaching. First of all, you may have heard of scenarios on the radio or TV or in books where people will be walking down the street and suddenly their spouses disappear, the pilots of planes disappear and the planes crash, or the babies in the hospital all disappear. And the Bible doesn't teach. Now, the word rapture is biblical. The word isn't in the Bible, but the word means to be carried away with power.
Okay.
And you've heard of a person who's rapt, means they're caught away. Jesus will come to catch us away. That's true. The idea that he's coming secretly to catch us away, it's just absolutely opposed to the teaching of Jesus regarding the second coming. Christ said, if they say unto you, he is in secret chambers, believe it not. Christ said, it will be like lightning shining from the east even to the west. I'm quoting Matthew 24 now. Jesus said that the mountains are going to be moved out of the place. He's coming with a trumpet, with a shout. The earth is going to be shaking. There'll be a resurrection. Every eye will see him. Every single one of our senses will be screaming, Jesus has come. So the idea that someone will have to tap you on the shoulder and say, I guess you haven't heard the latest, Jesus came yesterday, is really just the peak of being ludicrous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the only places I find in the Bible that Jesus is coming is, you know, when he first comes, and after 1,000 years, he comes again.
Right, he comes at the end of the millennium, and when his feet touch the Mount of Olives to the earth. When he comes next time, we're caught up to meet him in the air. That's the rapture.
Okay.
When he comes at the end of the 1,000 years, he comes to establish the New Jerusalem here on earth. But the idea that it's a secret and that life will continue to go on for another 7 years after he raptures the saints, that comes from people who believe in what they call a pre-trib rapture, pre-tribulation rapture. I believe the tribulation takes place before the rapture because the Bible tells us that we are saved through tribulation, not from it. God's people are going to shine their lights in the darkness. Jesus said, he that endures unto the end will be saved. And so, you know, I could give you scripture after scripture. Matter of fact, I think, Pastor Dick, we have a lesson on it's headed straight for you, and you cannot run it.
That's right.
Ask for that when you call the number there, 800-835-6747. Tell them you'd like the lesson that deals with the second coming.
Okay. And it last four digits.
Explains that. It's 835, this is 800-835-6747. And you'll want the study guide on, I think it's called It's Headed Straight
it's
For You.
It's Headed Straight For You.
And you can't outrun it. That's the second coming. Nothing secret about it. Good question, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of stumped with it. And I got this recorded, so I'm going to play it back to him.
Okay, well, good deal. And look at that lesson, and you'll have lots of information.
Yeah, I sure will. Thank you very much, Doug.
God bless.